opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your damn question is yes.
Right.
Yes, I did. I did, baby.
I don't know if it was a question or a statement.
I don't know what it is.
Definitely wasn't a question.
But it was the topic that everybody was talking about on Saturday night. It was the topic that I got texted to me umpteen times yesterday.
Mac
people wanting to know the answer, and the answer was yes!
I just want to win, Jim.
Exactly right. So, wonderful event on Saturday night, a successful BMA event. Shout out to everyone involved. Your wife included won best performance.
Yeah, she did. She was awesome, wasn't she?
Even though you had sandbagged.
That's right. Had one gentleman tell me it was sandbagged and I rigged it for my wife.
Immediately when it's over, some Richard comes to Bob and goes, way to really sandbag the event.
Yeah.
Was he being serious?
Oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, your 10th anniversary, so you sandbagged it so your wife could win. I said, yeah, that's exactly what we did. This guy introduces himself to me. He goes, I lived in Brookside for 20 years, and I live in Boston now, and you sandbagged this event for your wife. And I'm like, okay.
Your cousin from Boston. So
Matt, this is what we're going to do tonight? All right.
Yeah. So Jen killed it. I'm not trying to be biased or think that. Obviously, she won the award. She looked amazing. There were seven other people involved, and one was a former Chiefs cheerleader. So put that on your resume, Jen. And, you know, they do the award or whatever. I mean, the whole place, like, going, you know, we're blowing whistles. I hadn't blown a whistle. I don't know.
Do you guys want to tell people what you're talking about for listeners that maybe don't remember?
Yeah, okay. Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so Classic Lichens had a few Millers. We had a tower.
Oh, yeah, you did. You definitely had a tower. My dad's like, were that all his? He goes, there was a guy, like a bald guy, that just kept bringing dusty beers. I'm like, that's Maloney.
Yeah. So after Jen does her dance or whatever, you know, Bob goes out there and he's emceeing it. For the event at the BMAs, and the whole room goes silent for about 2 seconds, and I decide to stand up and yell as loud as I possibly can, Fesco's getting laid tonight.
I think you said Bob.
yeah. And of course the whole place, you know, kind of like, you know, has a, you know, a laugh, a disgruntled, oh my god, did he really just say that?
Yeah.
And then, yes, the questions filled in the next day for Bob. Like, hey, congrats to Jen and everything. But to Dusty's question, to Dusty's statement that he made.
Yeah, everybody wanted to know. But it also became the theme of the evening, too. You know, the Dancing with the Stars judges from the show picked up on it. Like, everybody was talking about it.
To hear somebody in a foreign language say, That was a really nice dance, Jin. You really nailed it, the handstand. And then at the end, is Bob going to get laid?
And that was Emma who had the beautiful voice like that.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit more feminine, but yeah, yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then another guy said something about it, and he looked like Bruno Mars' cousin, but was ripped. And he's like,
Clap,
hey,
man, yeah.
And yeah, that was fun. That was definitely probably not my proudest moment, but it worked out okay.
No, everybody loved it. But that's what that event was about. You're doing something like that. And that's why it is so much fun for everybody. We raised, as of Saturday night, and the final totals are still coming in, $768,000 over over that evening.
Wow.
For Kansas City. And the cool thing is all that money stays right here in Kansas City. And I mean, there were so many great people there as well. I mean, it was a litany. I told Jen, I said, this is like 90% of the people that matter in our lives that are inside this room, you know, watching her dance and do her thing. And, you know, when she did that flip or whatever it was, man, that was, I mean, I was speechless. And I did. I cried. I broke down. I'm so proud of my wife. And, you know, she's probably done more things to make me proud than I've ever done, even close to make her proud. Like when she did her first marathon, I was the proudest guy in the world for that. And then she did Dancing with the Stars. And by herself, I think she's going to raise close to $80,000 when it's all said and done, which is really remarkable. And she did such a great job with that. I'm so proud of her and so proud of everything that we've done with the BMA Foundation. And I'm glad you got to experience that, because most people go to these, you know, events and it's the rubber chicken circuit, we call it, and it's the same thing. People get up there, give a speech, make you cry, donate money, leave, right? That's kind of not our deal. And you know, there's a little of that mixed in, but it's everybody dancing. It's a party. It was wild. And I was just telling you, that was the most wild event we've put on. The second most wild event that we put on with the BMA Foundation. The first one was the one right after COVID in like June of 21, where nobody had been out of the house for 18 months. And we were like the first event. I see Dusty face like, oh, I can imagine what that was like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a bleep show to all sorts of levels.
Everyone's tolerance is much higher.
Yes.
Been locked up for 18 months, yeah. Just drinking cases of wine.
Yeah. So everybody was raring to go. That, like, people were going crazy that night. But you know, we had 800 people in the building evening, and we raised so much money for so many great Kansas City Foundation charities and whatnot. But man, I gotta give a shout out to my wife. She was just wonderful.
That was great.
In that dance competition. You're right, she won it fair and square. And you know, the Dancing with the Stars people, the cast, they choose, and I have nothing to do with
she
that.
She got all 12s.
Yeah, she did.
Dang.
Her husband was MCing.
Yeah.
One of his best friends is the guy that puts the whole thing together. Coincidence?
Yeah, I think not. No. But she earned
who
it.
Who knows?
Yeah. She definitely awesome. Earned that thing. I mean, the flip.
Jerry fell.
Everybody,
we all were ready to go mouth to mouth.
I mean, yeah. Like Jerry starts doing the, what did you say in the text to me yesterday? You said moonwalk the floor sit or something. Yeah. Like it was, he's moonwalking and just goes down.
No, he did the standings.
Bringing some cherry
from
pie.
Moonwalking to just face planting.
Yeah.
But no, it was, it was great. It was like I told Mac and you this morning, it was like an end of a season episode where I finally met all of your group of people.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can knock them all out. Tammy was there.
Right.
Mm. Cactus was there.
Yep. Ryan from
Giants. Cactus was there. Emily was there.
Right.
She was riding shotgun with your boy all night.
Gotta love Emily.
And then, Jerry's there.
Right.
Jay's there.
Right.
Let's see. Did I already say Tammy from the West?
Tammy from the West was there.
Ralph was there.
Our guy Maloney.
Maloney.
Let me tell you how Ralph introduced himself.
I love Ralph. Okay. What'd he do?
You talking about going from like an egotistical high to an absolute scare for your life moment? never met Ralph in my life. And we're sitting there and some guy just comes up and Alex and I are there. Gold was at the event as well. And we're both
standing
there.
We need to get to him in just one second, okay? We got a lot to talk about with Alex.
So we get there. Oh, Diane's there.
Yeah.
Yes, Houston.
And so this is how my night starts. I want to be honest with you. This is how my night starts. I walk in with Jen's parents, and we go up the escalator. I then run into Alex, talk to them. Then this guy comes up and goes, hey, can I get a picture with you guys of Alex and I? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And you know, like, this guy's all okay, cool. Yeah, he recognized us.
Listener, awesome.
We're not in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And we take a picture with him. And then in my ear, from behind me, I get this. Hey, what's up? My name's Dick. And I was like, I'm like freaked out, dude. I turn around and there's this tan, bald guy in a suit with sparkly shoes. And he's like, what's up, man? I'm Ralph. I'm like, that's how I meet you. Like, that's
awesome. That's the perfect way to meet Ralph. Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then I meet Bob's parents right after this, and Miss Fesco is coming up to me, and she goes, I watch you guys all the time. You're much better looking in person.
I'm not surprised.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm ugly on TV.
That's awesome.
So yeah, no, it was a great event.
And that was 7:30. And like nothing had even started yet. Yeah. Or 6:30, I guess. Maybe even earlier than that.
Yeah, so that was great. And then the evening ended, and then Alex got hit on.
Yeah, by everybody. Like literally every woman in the audience wants Alex Gold.
You know me, the single guy. That's right.
Yeah. I'm the single guy at the station. Like every woman is trying to set Alex Gold up with somebody they know. Some people tried to set him up with people too old. Some people were trying to set him up with girls that were too young in his age range. Like I have never received more text messages on a friend with just different females saying, Alex is so good looking. Can we fix Alex up with somebody? Alex needs a date. I mean, who's going to go with Alex and all this kind of stuff? I'm like, my God.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
Yeah. He has got an army of women trying to set this guy up, set him up with anybody.
Such a smooth ride.
I mean, they should call them like Alex Gold's Army or the Goldettes or something like that, because these gals are lining up to fix Alex up with people. I mean, it is crazy. My wife's friend flew in from Florida. She's 77 years old. Shout out Susan. She's like, I may come back just to see Alex again.
Mm-hmm. Good for Gold. That's awesome, man.
But I also took Alex home. So,
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger. I'm not sure I'm sober in that audio. Good night. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, I hope you guys all had a good time. And so,
how was Sis's wedding?
Oh, it was incredible, man.
Yeah,
it was
speech?
Fantastic. I did not. Yes, yo, said yes. Actually. Only speeches at the rehearsal dinner. So everyone that was, bridal party gave speeches.
Is that in the back room at the Applebee's down there in Ottawa?
Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. Actually, Ottawa, super cool. Sidebar, but really cool historic place that we stayed in. Oldest cinema in the universe in Ottawa. Pretty cool.
You B&B'd it, right?
What do you say? We B&B'd it. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Is it BRBO or...
I don't know B&B. What we're calling it.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
I just say so Airbnb.
But yeah, no speeches at the wedding. My brother officiated it. It was beautiful. Nice. I think I cried the most. Probably. Lots of dancing, lots of laughing. It was awesome, man. It was fantastic.
What was their wedding song? Do you remember?
I don't. I remember crying towards it because they were singing it to each other, bro. I can't help it, man. I'm an emotional guy.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, Maloney texted me the other day. He goes, I'm a crier too. I'm glad to see you crying up there. I'm like, yeah, real men cry.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, and that's my
Have
little sister.
Have you ever
bro.
Cried after sex?
After sex?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal looks like that guy. That was so beautiful.
But yeah, man, couldn't have asked for a better night. It was fantastic. Sad I missed the BMAs, but obviously.
Yeah. I like how we're calling it the BMAs now. Like it's an awards ceremony. It really is. I mean, it was a wonderful
event. Sounds
awesome. Yeah. The sad part is now we've got, that one, and now everybody's going to expect it to be that again. And it's all about the dancers and who they bring. And we had a great crop of dancers. Shout out to Julie Sano, who put the whole thing together, too. That's Jerry's daughter. Did a great job with that. Shout out to Jerry and Mary Ellen as well for putting this on. And just everybody that was there and the Westin and Chad and his folks over at the Crown Center complex. It was just a great, great, great evening. It's too bad. Like there was I-35 was closed.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On Saturday, I don't know how people got there, but we did. We figured it all out. So great weekend for everybody. And like, this is one of those weekends where you need a weekend to recover from the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said great weekend for everybody, because it was not a great weekend for everybody. Those Royals, we will discuss on the other side what is to come and what has happened over the last 6 days here on 96.5 The Fan. You're on Kansas City Sports.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.